Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 201 entitled Jehovah Jireh Supplies Every Need. As I continue in the book of Job, I want to point out much of what is taken for granted today. God supplies our every need. And not just ours, but the beasts of the earth, down to the insects. When Adam and Eve sinned against him, he never took away the resources that he freely gave, just the ease with which we obtained them, even nourishing the uninhabited and infertile lands. Who has prepared a channel for the torrent of rain and for the flood, or a path for the thunderbolt to bring rain on the uninhabited land and on the desert where no man lives, to satisfy the barren and desolate ground and to make grass and seeds sprout? Has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb has come ice and the frost of heaven? Who has given it birth? Water becomes like stone and hides itself, and the surface of the deep is frozen and imprisoned. Job chapter 38, verses 25 through 30 of the King James Version. Man has attempted to duplicate these, but never at the mass scale that God created. What do you do when you can't ski? When the beaches are contaminated with E. coli and other harmful bacteria? As insignificant as these are in the overall scheme of things. We take so much for granted, including the elements, expecting that the earth should still replenish itself even when plagued with greed and abuse. These next scriptures speak to the effects of our sin. It is not just spiritual, permeating all aspects of life. Number one, for the creation was subjected to frustration and futility. Not willingly, because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be freed from its bondage to decay and gain entrance into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 20 to 21 of the Amplified Version. Please pay attention to this next verse given in the King James Version. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. it is confirmed at least twice, the dilapidation and barrenness that evil brings on the earth. Number two, how long must the land mourn and the grass and countryside wither? Because of the wickedness and hypocrisy of those who live in it. The beasts and the birds are consumed and are swept away by the drought, because men, mocking me, have said, he will not live long enough to see what happens at our final end. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 4 of the Amplified Version. Because all that was formed by him, everything that grows and reproduces, has life and lives. These scriptures confirm what I have said of those who purposefully wreak havoc on the earth. You say you love your children, but this is the legacy that you choose to leave them. Selfishly assuming that you have escaped the dire consequences. And number three, here is the warning of what is to come. They have made it desolate, and being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate because no man layeth it to heart. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 11 of the King James Version. You seek out things that are beyond your control, attempting to manipulate and master them. Evil forces assist you. Much will always be unattainable, knowing that there are heavens, being plural. But in the end, the evil one's agenda is to destroy you in your foolishness. Can you bind the chains of the clusters of stars called Pleiades, or loose the cords of the constellation in its season, and guide the stars of the Bear with her sons? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens, or can you establish their rule over the earth? Job chapter 38, verses 31 through 33 of the Amplified Version. The Lord told me many years ago that people will attempt to seek life on other planets to escape his judgment. So know the war is not just in this earth, but in the heavens. Then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 through 13 of the Amplified Version. This fight was so grievous that he was left not only abandoned after fighting for 21 days, but he needed help. This is an angel of the Lord. Man's curiosity and placated lack of contentment will and has opened the doors for demonic entities held only by God's grace and but for a time. Are we just overlooking the warnings? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 of the Amplified Version. God provides for the needs of His entire creation. Can you lift up your voice to the clouds so that an abundance of water will cover you? Can you send forth lightnings that they may go and say to you, "Here we are"? Who has put wisdom in the innermost being of man, or in the layers of clouds, or given understanding to the mind of man, or to the heavenly display? Who can count the clouds by earthly wisdom, or pour out water jars of the heavens when the dust hardens into a mass and the clouds stick together because of the heat? Can you, Job, hunt the prey for the lion, or satisfy the appetite of the young lions when they crouch in their dens and lie in wait in their lair? Who provides prey for the raven when its young cry to God and wander about without food? Job chapter 38, verses 36 through 41 of the Amplified Version. When drought, plagues, famine, and pestilence come upon any land, what man is able to relieve it, stop it, or control it? As we take His mercy and grace, His agape love for granted, just know that Jehovah Jireh gets tired too. When the iniquity of a land becomes full, then comes all of these with sudden death and destruction. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her by God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.